Radio, O radio, wherefore art thou, my radio? O radio of my youth, whose song was pure and news unspun, unpackaged. It seems from distant past that my ear doth recall a time when I welcomed your innocent companionship. But not today, nay, no way, for corporate states have placed you into slavery, and for greed alone do commercial pimps make you strut your stuff. Brazenly and for profitability do they sell your promise short. Dressing you gaudily, made up grotesque, though they would call it professionalism. You are forced to sell your soul, your sweet promise, so gold may fill the coffers of so many media barons. And from your speakers, once sweet and innocent to the ear, from whence truths and inspirations were once spoken, from these same speakers today spews forth a numbing sameness of huckster's calls, interrupted ever so briefly by stale, dull melodies, all proven safe and no doubt paid for. And when you reach the top of the hour, or in some cases at the half, you then proclaim to spread the news, your civic duty to inform us. But what do these stories, as you call them, inform us of? And of what do they inform us not? They sound as so much gossip, often malicious and with no depth, sordid and one-sided tales playing on negative emotion, offering nothing for enlightened thought. Are we never again to hear true investigative reporting, or real debate, or real expression concerning things that truly matter? If not, then these are truly dark times for our society, for without easy access to communications, democracy shall have no means of communion with her constituents. It matters not the name of the force that stifles, whether foreign-born or by native son, whether for religious dogma or bureaucratic expediency. For a general's paranoia, or a businessman's bottom line, or some lawyer's concept of what is right. All things that impede the flow, the free flow of expressions and ideas of all truths in all details, and by and with the best of intent, are as parasites and the source of pathos to any free society, to this democracy.